Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Happy Resurrection Sunday. And we thank God for you all listening in all around the world. You are now tuned in to High Praise Cathedral, located here in Eastern Michigan, where Apostle Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Haddon are pastors. We want to give a shout-out to all of you here in the USA, all of Africa, UK, Italy, Brazil, Mexico, those that are in Australia, Switzerland, London, I already said that, I believe, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, all of Jamaica, all around the world. We just want to say happy Resurrection Sunday. We're going to take you into the sanctuary right now, and we pray that you will be blessed by this great service. God bless.
And they were workers, and the law came down, and the dog had to close up his shops and find a time to worship. And a lot of them are frowning at us because we don't join them for Saturday. But when you search the scriptures, are y'all with me? Our celebration is based on what happened that morning. That morning that we refer back to every year at this time. The Bible says the first day of the week, the angels rolled a stone away. The first day of the week, being Sunday morning, they came and found that Jesus, who had already predicted, destroyed his body, but in 3 days, he could be talking to y'all. I don't care. I don't mind. Y'all want to really have church on Saturday too if you want to. But I'm celebrating the day he got up out of the grave. That's why we come in here to shout. We still praising God for what the Lord has done. He didn't get up on the Sabbath. He got up the first day of the week. I better walk the aisle on this. The world, amen, the world celebrates Easter once a year. But the believers celebrate Easter.
I'm about 3-4 years old. I'm happy.
I jumped up with my little short pants on, my little sandals, and I didn't know how to dance like that, but I tried. I just, I didn't know that because I'm a boy right there. Was doing the same thing. I hope for my child to see me praising God. If you stop hanging out, see, we got this. Look at somebody, but this is the last thing. Folk ain't thinking about church. They got their boats ready to go fishing on Sunday morning, take the children off to the park, and when they grow up and start acting like they're crazy, then you come running to the church and say, please come down to the court. Do this in trouble. If you don't want to do it, if you don't want in the church. So I chose the same thing. I never said, when I get grown, I'm not going to be in church. I kept that same principle. I kept my children in church. So now that I'm grown, I'm sitting on the pulpit over there, amen, preaching.
Amen.
And I got a daughter downtown preaching. I got two daughters pastoring. So it paid off. Won't straighten the world out. Y'all won't straighten the world out. It starts with the family. If the family is starting at home, then it's pretty good. I know what it means for my daddy or my mama to be equipping me at church time today. I'm going to beat you. Because if you wind up down there, they beat you, they will kill you. So I'm going to beat you while you walk up out of here. I ain't going to tell the rest, but I thought they weren't going to let me walk up out of there. That's right. Just the play, you must have got some kind of beaten suit. But every Sunday morning is a celebration of, true celebration of Easter. Every Sunday we come here, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the resurrection of our lives. How many of y'all been resurrected from the dead? How many of y'all been quickened from the dead? We need to celebrate our work from the dead. Now we're going to laugh. All right, hold on, just walk in time. Let me get some instruction. Now, I know how we've been doing it here, but it just occurred to us that the Lord has tremendously blessed us with a great attendance. And it would just be, all right, give God some praise. So we have to pray for all in all at one time. I know I'm going to anoint each one of you. Just close your eyes and imagine I'm anointing you.
Well.
You have to learn to exercise your faith. I'm getting ready to anoint every one of you out of the Son of my Lord. And I want you to receive that anointing because God, because of your faith, he's going to motivate and cause you to graduate into the spirit of success. Watch this. I think it all. The spirit of success has been having so many. I don't know what y'all think about me, but I think I'm God's going to be that thing in the spirit of success. You got to believe that too. That's why he gives the incentive that if we would release to him what he asked for, what did he ask for? Look at y'all, won't be done with him now. He said, release to me the tithe and the offering. Go back to smart people. And you don't have to try to figure that out. And he said, bring how much? You just got an A+. And that's what I do. And I don't do nothing that I don't teach you. So I brought all my time and my offering today so that the ministry that God has assigned our hands shall continue on with the goodness of success. So I won't be able to have you stand and go down the aisle. I'm going to have you to just receive the pastor as they come by. He's going to start at the front, one on each aisle. All the ushers will be on the outside aisle, and they can be on the inside aisle. They'll start at the deacon assistant, and they're going to start here and pass it down. Pass it down. And the deacon will pass it down the next time. The deacon will proceed forward. Let's do that quick. And, but before we do it, I'm going to anoint each one of you as I do physically. Hold on. I got to pray over your gifts. I got to pray over you. If you don't have any more, raise your hand, because that's a hand up there. There's some hands all over the place. What if the ushers quickly activate. Get the job done. Keep your hands up so they can bless. Get you an envelope. If you don't have it, be sure to obey the law. Keep your hands up. The ushers are going to be looking to make sure you have the envelopes that you need. Let's do this quickly. Let's see how much faster we can do this, because I have to get you out of here as close to 2 o'clock as possible. Just keep your hand up and make sure they get an envelope. Keep them up high. Keep your hands up high. Somebody sit in the back, they didn't get them. Hurry up, get them up. As they say on television, stick them up. Thank you, Lord. Y'all look pretty in the Easter clothes. I think I was the same one I had about 10 years ago. Don't make me no different. All right. Don't take that away. Y'all got to pray for my health. He just want to keep working. All right. Everybody got your hand up. They got your envelope in your hand. Just put your name on it. And then when the basket comes by, just put your envelope and your offering in. Everybody don't need an envelope, but you put your offering in. No, let me know all of you. Play some song. That's right. If you're going to be getting my credit card, pull the ladder on the outside aisle over there. Our credit card machine is to my right and to your left. You have a number of people who get my credit card. Just pull the ladder along the wall here, and she'll take care of you. Every day, God has the anointing of God speaks to this word. Anoint you and your family and your household. Replenishing of your progress. Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name. We thank you for the substance that you have blessed us with. We come earnestly and honestly before thy throne of grace to share that part that you called for. The tithe and the offering. Father, show yourself in a mighty way. Because of their integrity and their honesty, bless them, God. Restore back to them, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. We thank you for the seeds that you've given unto us. Now we sow them according to your word. And you promise us that interest and the dividends would be like that of the windows of heaven opening up and coming back more than we can see. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All of my friends say amen. Now, keep your heads up because we're going to start the front work with the back. And this is going to pass that front. You're going to step to the next aisle. Just give it to them, baby. Give it to them. Pass it down. Pass it down.
Thank you. Put your hands together. Thank you.
life of people, because of what they have found out was supernatural in the way of the time. We get to start out of the problem. We get to make the plans of the enemy, God. If you get to be released from the fun, release your fighting, God. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the time, Lord. Thank you for the time. You know that you are God. You are not God. The words, you have to come back and say, to give you the prayer and release you up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Put all enemies under his feet.
enemy that shall be destroyed is, we'll be practicing it. Now, any believer should not be shaken by the word there. I'm not afraid to die. Matter of fact, when you see me preaching, I'm getting ready to leave. And when I see you praising God, when I see you coming in the doors, that means you're trying to get in. So I want to talk about, let me see this, and I want to talk about this subject. And we have two children to consecrate. And this is a good subject to do. So don't nobody need, we want to honor the entire service. Now, I have 1:58. That means I have to reach this sermon to come to you all that know my time. I have 2 days to say that. That's all right, gentlemen. That's all right, gentlemen. We don't have a mouth. It's just at 2 minutes. Anybody need that to preach in 2 minutes? So, how many of y'all going to give me a little overtime? Yeah. So that means I ain't got nobody complaining. Oh, not that I got to be curious. All the complainers, you may leave here too. There ain't any man. So I told you, you can leave here too. Well, you're not complaining to stay here to the benediction of woman. Paul here obviously has some serious concerns about the mindset. We offer some chairs to the people. I don't think people standing around. Give some chairs and bring them in the front. You can't do that shit. Give some chairs and put them in the front. So the girls who honor this church and honor the word can have some place to sit down. Because I'm going to hit everything. I'm going to do rest off your feet and all that so we can be comfortable. Y'all keep praying the Lord will bless you with a larger place. So know that. You let me know that. All right, now. Paul, as I was saying, had some serious concerns. Preachers, y'all listen to this. He had some serious concerns as to the mindset of the people that attended the church at Corinth. And the concern he had was, what happens to those people who have been redeemed and now headed for eternity? And he wanted the brethren to make it confident of that, that there was one they had to be mindful of. But don't be moved by it, because God has already determined, if I said determined, he has already determined that death would be destroyed. Death is a word that nobody likes to hear. But Paul said, the Lord sends me to tell you that if you have concerns about death, first of all, we're going to identify death and flat out tell you what it is. He said in the text, in verse 26, the last what? You said the last. So death is all. But God has a little trouble. Now, every Sunday we come together, we celebrate that event of death, an enemy being destroyed. We have been following our Lord and Master through his great achievements. We have seen him at the end of the law, as the conqueror of Satan, as the overcomer of the world, as the creator of all things new. And now, we behold him as the destroyer of death. Somebody said, thank God. In this, and in all his other glorious deeds, let us collectively together worship him with all our hearts. Let us not allow death to keep us, and hold at bay and feel like we are not going to live because of death. But who knows, God, listen to me, who knows God can turn it around? The text itself. Then death is an enemy. Death is an enemy to be destroyed. Death is an enemy to be destroyed last. The text says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Death is the child of our dire soul. For sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Death was introduced into the world on that gloomy day, which saw our fall, he that had the power over our enemy, and betrayed the devil. Death is an enemy in this world. Nobody welcomes death yet. I have had to serve on several services because of this enemy. And I was just told this week that the pastor who pastored here drew my attention as a new pastor was elected, who won the election by one vote. I'll see you know about that. One day later, I just found out that the enemy came to his house just last week and closed his mouth for preaching and teaching. And so this coming Wednesday, we will be gathering to celebrate the state of Michigan because death, the enemy, has came and snatched away another man of God. Death is the enemy in this world. It did not enter into the original design of the fallen creation, but its intrusion mars and spoils the whole. It is the part and no part of a shepherd's flock. I can believe sin was death as a result of sin. By the merits of Jesus, thou hast salvation before he had offered his atoning sacrifice. I do not find it hard to conceive that the unseen demands of sin may have cast a shadow of death over the long ages which came before man's transgression. Death is not God's invited guest, but an intruder whose presence mars the peace. Man and his folly welcome sin and sin when they force their way into the high festival of paradise. How do we know that the Garden of Eden was paradise? God created man to do nothing but take care of the paradise. But man, like most men, forgot his appointment, let's put it like that. And in his folly, allowed his woman. Where are we going? Brother, hold your woman by your side. Allowed his woman to change his mindset. Because God has given him an ultimatum. How do you know God knows all things? If God says no, guess what? It's no. But if God says yes, nobody can change God's mind. Whatever God has to do, nobody can take it away. Whatever God's intention is to do, no man can change. But you must understand that God and son. He said, death comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God can also. I like this. He might have. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It is just not a common type of life. It's an uncommon type of life. Look at me, this is what Mark 16, 17 says, here's the uncommon time. He said, and this is time. Shut all of them. That God is an uncommon time. You don't put it out there and you're not saved if you don't know what he's talking about. But if you got the Holy Ghost, you can say, hallelujah. When you walk in the uncommon state, it's a deep time to all of that disease is not saved, they're not dead out there. What's the sign that the Holy Ghost speaks with his tongue? There's a thing of heaven, it's not on them. There's not a heaven all the things. When you ain't got no bill, Esther. When you ain't got no. I believe in all my other stuff. When you ain't got that, you got something that's super cool. You got that anointing in the corner. Oh, my God. You got that. You got that. You got that. You should have power after the Holy Ghost. Huh. Now, I don't care. Folks have talked about me from a young lad in the church. And there's a number of folks that hate on you, Jim. And they still hate on me. But I'll always hate until I'm dealing with the kid. I'll always hate. I'm still just playing with you. I'm still just playing the organ. I'm still just playing the guitar. I'm playing the drum. I'm still just playing. What? I can do all things. Through Christ, that strengthens me. Look at the men who said they don't work about me. He tried with the chef. And the few that you have to stand to go far. All the Lord and all the stuff. You have to stand to go far. All the fire of it. Yeah. It's not called an enemy. But God was an enemy's work to one of us. It roots up and pulls down and is strong. There are tears and pieces. That come to the handiwork of God. The fabric of a human body. So long as we're all by the finger of divine skill. This skill. I made it living in the house. They have to look on. Somebody say amen. Because y'all looking on me. And I think I'm pretty fair to look on. If you don't, sister, had to do it. So I don't care what you say. She woke up this morning and said, this is baby, you. And I said, amen, darling. You don't know what I'm saying? So we just keep finding things going up in this bed. This feeling of manhood is a high span to look on. So I said, but that's the devourer. Doctors are swindlers. Shakes his pillows, closes his doors, and calls the sound of the grinding to cease. This vandal stands no work of night. That is a fierce invader of the realm of night. Where it comes, falls, good trees, stops all well of the water, mars every good piece of land with stones. Surely an enemy has done this. But look, my brother, as the course of death throughout all ages and all lands, what fields is there without a grave? What city without a cemetery? Well, we go to find We cannot save. We cannot find sepulchers. Death is on the rampage. Our enemy death has marched as it were a sword and fire, reaching the human race. Oh, it took a flight in Flight 370 the other day. Got in the brain of the pilot and all of death. Of all those that are born in a plane, death is so fierce that a man cannot find the results. They watch and look and blow the plane and spend millions of dollars trying to find the results. But I'm glad to know that they can't find it. We have a God who knows all things.
Thank you. Thank you.
recognize he gave up life to me when I was just 11 years old. Thank you. When I was just 11 years old, let me tell you my story. See, my dad was a pastor, and when the preacher started, my brother, David's not here, my brother and I would go down to the basement with some other boys and get some paper towel and make a simulated basketball. We take the biggest trash can and put it over the wall, and we play simulated basketball. It's a focus. So one day, I was throwing a hook. You know, I said that's the posture cause I ain't so old I can't play. My son told me to be like me. One of the youngest 74-year-old guys you ever lay out. So. And I was thinking, but I heard something up there. They call it a prayer call. I heard my pastor say, look, and he was out here. I said, man, I'm going upstairs. I said, that ain't right, man. You win it. Now you're going to leave here and get with the chairs. But in the middle of my winning, I realized I was losing. I went upstairs, got up there for the altar call. I thought it seemed right for me to come up after the message is almost preached, done, and I hope it all to look like I'm playing. But that word has got me. Now, I'm talking about 1951. My daddy and mother took us to church to Detroit where we lived in Easter. Drove all the way back to Easter. I'm still here and said, the wages of sin. Talking about that enemy, y'all. Let me know I could put it over here in the scriptures, but I understood. I did not want to die. Back in 1951, anybody got a mama that learned to cook in South Carolina, know you got the baddest cook on the earth. Crawls home to some not no instant message things.
All right.
But the real thing, you go with the lump thing. Hey. And so roast beef that just fell off the fork. I ate two pieces of that. My mama could make rolls, but you want to ask her, if you don't tell me, tell me how you did it. The rolls are so good. I could eat the rolls. I could eat the roast beef. I could eat the little pita. I got up on the table, handed it to the mama, just got up and didn't tell nobody. So here I was in my living room. By myself. 7 years old. And it dawned on me. I need to get that time. Where can I go? It dawned on me, they had service running in 4 o'clock. So I walked from that corner around the street, all down there, and the neighbors knew something was wrong with me. So I was a little stride little boy. Walked over my street, that Sunday night, I'm going to my last walk. And they called him, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Going to get back. Yeah. All children drop their backs and balls. They start calling me too. He going to get that back. Well, that was something to get that back back in 1951. I think about 12, 13 children followed me in that church. They all got that back because I was getting that back. But you know what I was saying? I just had to recognize. That was a sign I was going to be a leader. And Lord, I'm going to walk through the church and make out that time. I preach your funerals. I married your children. But my time came, and I recognize it. It's somebody here today. What is your wonderful thing to show God how to love you, God, and appreciate him, and to do to get up and say, Lord, I take it and put it out, and I'm going to give you my life because you died for me. While I'm talking, if you're that person I'm talking to, get up out of those seats and start coming this way. This is a day that you'll never forget. You're coming on the day that we celebrate his death for each of us. Where are you in your mindset? Will you continue to walk the opposite way, or will you come down that aisle? Because Bishop had not heard enough. Jesus loved me so much that he made it certain that I could have eternal life. What will happen to me now when I die, Bishop? You'll be changed from this corruptible body to a new body. Praise the Lord. When Jesus rose from the grave, he changed an incorruptible body. That body had been beaten and marred, set upon, pierced. In 3 days, he resurrected it. He was so ashamed that the two men that walked with him on the road to the man didn't know they were talking to him. I'm going to put this thing in a good way. If you give your life to God, the people that you used to hang with won't even recognize you. Listen, this can't be the same person. This can't be the same person. I know. We used to get down together. But they changed. Is this the same person? Come on, man. How many of you love the Lord enough to say, Lord, I dedicate my life to you? You're gonna be a new person. Come on, get up out your seat. Come on. Come on. Come on, follow me. Follow me. Come on. You got another? Come on, walk with me. It ain't hard to walk these guys. Come on, walk with me right now. All you need to do is just get up. Lord, I celebrate what you've done for me. You destroyed death for me. And made it so I can be in you. Get up just like you did. Come on. That's the one who needs to be coming down the aisle. Come on. Come on. Thou shalt be light in the evening time. Half the glory. It is the waterway. It's the light today. There it is. Precious name. Young and old, repent of all your sins. And the Holy Ghost. The evening time has come. There's a fact that God and Christ are one. I presented it to you. Would you come down? Come on.
Now point the ones that are in the position where you're between. You're not sure what you want to do, but you know you need to change. That's who I want to stand on the feet now. I'm not sure where I am or how close I am, but I know I need to change. There are at least 7 people that should be standing or more. I want you to simply stand where you are. The Lord said you're here. And he wants to touch your life and he wants to do it now. Now, the other power in the world of something supernatural is going to happen to you. Ladies and gentlemen, how could you say, and God had such a Google God? The Lord saying he loved me. I'm not going to tell you where you are, but if I was you, I'd come. I'm not going to teach you, I'm not going to abuse you. Just rush, just push to the front. That you touch my life. I don't know what I'm going to do, but touch me and be mine. Reach what I can swim in your face. Power, the power, the power. Only God can do by yourself and by yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to know that God is here. And something supernatural is happening in the room. It started around 12:15. And it's all about God touching your life. Today, after today, you will never be the same. It is supernatural. What God is doing in this room. Oh, God, the heavens are open. What do you want to do? What do you want to say? Help us. Help. Is there anybody else God who just loves you? Is anybody else who just want to say, help? I'm in trouble. I'm going through some stuff. I'm going to stop all that. He said, look, I just want you to help me. But you just want God to help you. Is that you? Is that you, precious? For something so supernatural. Coming down from the heavens and blessing your life. And for God to set some things over and turn some things upside down for some of you. Changes in practice. You know what, evangelist? I want you to just touch your hand. Just touch it. Because the devil that this is talked about has made decisions to destroy you, but that God is alive.
Let's do it now. Can we do it now?
Come on, sir. So you done took him out. He got him a new suit, new bow tie, new shoes, had a haircut, and he got that thing from suicide. He gets it there.
Oh, God,
dude. Did he tell you? Did he threaten you? I ain't gonna buy you nothing no more. He just straight. He's straight. So y'all hold him. Normally I hold him. Now get your special offering together, present it unto the Lord, have your offering of appreciation toward the Lord. Let that be for you, for you to get it. Bruce, I don't even need you, Jesus, Bruce. That's the moment. See that, Daddy? Mama and Daddy want to be faithful. Let me hear Papa. Oh, Lord, we come to you today. We tell them where some of those children come to me, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We now are praying for your covering and protection continuously over little Bruce. As he goes to and from school every day, about his days of play and folly, that you would cover him. Keep him from the hand of the devourer who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Let this mother vow to raise him up in the body of Christ, that he may grow up and represent you. Touch him, keep him from all sicknesses, diseases, cause doctors to be amazed at your mighty hand upon his life. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, have a strength and I redeem. Thank God. Somebody say thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, man. Keep coming. You're going to take one on today? You say, yeah. Give him a hand, y'all. Thank you to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for today's service, and we pray that you were blessed. Again, happy Sunday. God bless.